Earlier this month, Health Minister Tomáš Julínek revealed the details of his planned reforms in the healthcare sector, including a new system of fees upon visiting the doctors or other health facilities. And since then, debate has not ceased on the issue, with the Czech Patients Association going so far as calling the planned measures unconstitutional. At the same time, experts are warning of a time bomb ticking in the Czech healthcare sector. The population is aging, and there are too few specialists focusing on geriatric care. Pavla Horáková has the story.
The planned reforms in the healthcare sector include a 30-crown fee for each visit to the doctors and the same for individual prescriptions. Every day spent in a hospital or other health facility will cost 60 crowns, and emergency wards will charge 90 crowns for each visit. The Czech Patients Association says these healthcare fees breach the Czech constitution. Former Health Minister David Rath of the opposition Social Democrats says his party colleagues in parliament would be willing to file a constitutional complaint. He dismisses Mr. Julínek's reform plan as badly designed.
I am seriously worried that every ill-considered change that Minister Julínek is working on can only derail the healthcare system. That can only result in poorer quality healthcare and increased costs.
The health ministry says a change of healthcare funding is vital. Deputy Health Minister Pavel Hroboň has calculated the Czech Republic's healthcare system will be short 30 billion crowns, or $1.4 billion, in 2015, unless the system of financing is changed. He says the overall annual fees paid by an individual should not exceed 5,000 crowns.
The fees are not going to harm the worst off because we will introduce a cap on fees for visits to the doctors and medicines. More importantly, we include in it the cost of medicines as well. By the way, there are tens of thousands of people in this country who are now paying up to 10,000 crowns every year for medicines, and no one has ever cared about them.
Health Minister Tomáš Julínek announced on Sunday he was going to convene a commission that will be responsible for the country's health reform process. In a debate on Czech television on Sunday, Mr. Julínek said the commission will be made up of experts in the field and representatives of the five parties in parliament. Meanwhile, experts on geriatric medicine warn that the Czech healthcare system fails to recognize the challenges of population aging. They say the system should focus more on follow-up care and rehabilitation rather than acute care. People over 65 now constitute about 15% of the Czech population, and that number is expected to grow to almost 25% in 2030 and to one-third of the population in 2050.
Pavla Horáková reporting.